Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cent. Time for So You Think You're an Adult. We are joined once again by Barbara Scully and a tremendously excited Declan Buckley, because he can't wait for to see the coverage of the royal wedding. Good afternoon.
I'm so thrilled. Finally, something decent to speak about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
something happy.
Yeah.
Happy. Happy and uplifting. Yeah.
What, like a wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. I think it's great.
He was the one the moment he met her, which I think is always a sign of a well-balanced person.
Say again?
He says he knew she was the one the moment he met her.
Did you not know?
I just think it's
the moment. Did you
moment.
Not know? Yeah.
Like, isn't
the
that
moment
kind
you
of
met
a,
him, that there was it?
No, I didn't.
And neither did I.
Hello there. I have a problem in that my co-worker is always in a bad mood. There are only three of us working in the office we're in, so you could imagine that if someone has the hump, it can really affect how your working day goes. This girl, let's call her Mary for argument's sake, joined the team about 6 months ago. She was pleasant at first, but over the last couple of months, she's become unbearable. When she comes in the morning, she slams her stuff down on the desk and starts going on about the bad traffic or the rude man in the coffee shop or the lack of parking. And it just continues from there. Everything is someone else's fault, and nothing can happen without her being negative about it and letting us know how she feels about it. I've just bought headphones to drown her out, but that hasn't helped much. We're such a small company and don't have a HR department. It used to be such great crack to work here, but now she's like a dark cloud that rains on all of us. Help.
On the face of it, when I read this first, I thought this is one of those kind of like, so what? You know, so what? You've got somebody who's a bit negative and a bit like moany. Like, we all have people who are moany in our lives and just get on with it. But in actual fact, like, in a small office or in a home, if there's somebody like that who's constantly in bad form, it is, it's very well described there. It is like a big cloud that's going to rain down on top of everybody and ruin everybody's day. And I think any of us are happy to put up with somebody having a bad day, you know, once every so often, coming in and saying, I'm in really bad form, having a really bad day, and being really negative for a day or maybe even 2 days. But when somebody's like this the whole time, it, you know, it is, that's very hard to deal with. So what to do? The first thing is that she says that initially this girl was fine, Mary was grand, so that it's not something like that, it's a change in her behaviour. So it doesn't seem that her black humour was her default setting. So maybe there's something going on with Mary that is causing her to feel particularly negative and seeing the world in this very black way. And the other thing that struck me was that, so there's that. But perhaps she doesn't realise that she's being so negative all day. You know, perhaps she doesn't realise. It depends on whether she's actually in a really black humour and almost kind of heading for like being depressed, or whether she's just somebody who moans and gives out and complains about everything and finds that everything else is somebody else's fault rather than hers. So either way, it's going to necessitate a bit of an old conversation, you know, a bit of an old chat to find out whether, number one, is there something going on with her that, you know, and I mean, I suppose to approach it on the basis of like, you know, look, you know, I have noticed, you know, you're not in great form. You seem to be very kind of negative. Is there something we can help you with? Is it the office? Is it the job? You know, can we help you with it in some way, and trying to find out what the cause of this is? And it would also then make her aware of the fact that she is infecting everybody else.
Infecting.
Affecting. It can affect your humour, yeah, like a virus, yeah. So, yeah, a chat, I think, definitely. A one-to-one chat, probably.
When I read this, I kind of went, oh, I'm not really sure this person has an actual issue. When they say somebody's negative, do they mean that, you know, everything is awful and I hate this and, you know, poo-poo, the royal wedding and Brexit, everything's bringing me down? Or are they just a little bit cynical, and is that the way they're handling things? Because, to be honest with you, I kind of really loathe when people are too positive. And I mean, that sounds like it's a...
counterintuitive.
Counter, that's what exactly what I was searching for there. But, you know, when people are like, you know, all positivity and they're all like, you know...
Happy, happy.
You know those people that put those posts
I hate those people too.
I mean... You know, it's like, you know the ones that put the posts up on Facebook where it's like a sunset and it's some inspirational quote and you're like, live your best life, be your best you. And you're like, you know what? No, I'm grand being a little bit moody right now. Thank you. Because that's called balance. Yeah. And I suppose that's where I'm going with this, is that this, you know, coming in every day, you know, all, I mean, you know, you have a certain duty of care to your colleagues at work to come in not being a total
wet blanket.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also not ruining it for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have a certain amount of self-care.
Do you think that whoever wrote this letter is one of those happy, inspirational talk people?
No, no, I don't. But I mean, you know, it depends on what this person is doing. And if they're coming in and they're like, blah, 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 oh, moan, 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 just nip it in the bud. They have the capacity as a human being with skills and, you know, words to just cut that in its tracks. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to talk about the royal wedding. Thank you very much. You know, I don't want to talk about the weather. Just be that person. Give it back to them, you know.
Unless there is something going on. Maybe she has
had
something.
You see, there could be, yeah.
If she has had something going on in the background, Mary, you know what I mean, that's causing her to look at everything in this very dark way, you'd feel bad then.
Because she said she was pleasant at first.
But then,
but maybe that pleasantry is about an effort. Maybe that's the person coming in. I better be nice. I don't know these people.
The new girl.
But now I know these people. I'm going to relax into my seat. Yeah. I'm going to eat sandwiches at my desk and moan about everything.
Yeah. What's eating the sandwiches at your desk got to do with
it?
Is that a negative thing?
It depends what's in them.
Okay.
Eggs. Everybody eats sandwiches. Well, not everybody.
Egg sandwiches. I have a problem with people bringing egg sandwiches to the workplace.
I love egg sandwiches. They're my favourite sandwiches.
On that subject, should you tell someone if their breath stinks?
Yes.
I've noticed that my sister-in-law has really smelly breath lately, and I'm wondering if she might have a cavity that is going untreated or something. I don't want to offend her, but chances are that if I notice it, others are too. I would hate to think of her being embarrassed in public if someone else was to tell her. What do you think I should do?
Yeah. Well, okay. My attitude about anything like this, whether it's body odour or breath or anything that you see in somebody else that kind of mildly annoys you and you think they might benefit from hearing, you know, the truth. If you don't think that they would tell you that, then you shouldn't tell it to them. If you're not close enough to them that they would share personal information, like, oh, I have a cavity, for example, then they're not going to want to hear from you that you think they have bad breath. You know, it's about proximity to the person. You don't have the right to inject yourself into somebody's head by going, by the way, random stranger on the number 36A, you have terrible breath, because that's just being obnoxious. Whereas if it's a family member, I don't know how close this sister-in-law is, but if it's like somebody that,
I suppose though what the letter writer is thinking, that maybe she's not aware of the fact that her breath is as bad as it is. So maybe she's thinking she's going to do her a favour by pointing it out.
Yeah.
I'm presuming all that. But what I'm saying is that, you know,
that she should just ignore it unless they're really, really
close.
Yeah,
because it's not her place.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, that's one of these things that you always try and turn it around and say, well, if it was me, would I want somebody to tell me? Even if it was my sister-in-law to whom I'm not particularly close. I guess I possibly would.
Yeah.
But
I think I'd like to know too.
Well,
it's also, it could be a sign of, like, you might have something wrong with your stomach.
Yeah,
or
your
it might
gums.
Be something quite, you know.
And
yeah.
So again, I'll refer to my thing. If you have the kind of relationship where this person would tell you that they have something wrong with their stomach, or they would tell you that they have something going on medically, then you have the close enough relationship where you can tell them their breath stinks. But if you don't, it's like, you know, back off, because, you know.
Well, the other thing is, if she's the sister-in-law, she's presumably married to this one's either brother or sister, right? So why don't you go around the circuitous route and tell somebody who is close to her, following up what you said, you know, tell your brother or your it would be your brother or sister, whatever.
My sister-in-law.
Yeah, but
so
be
you
to
just say to your brother, how can you kiss
or
that
sister.
Mouse?
Or it could be your sister, Jesus.
Yeah, Sean, come on.
Come on, please. It could be the sister.
A same-sex marriage. How many times do I have to sell this to you?
But
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think...
Do you know how people are eaten by crocodiles every 3 months in Australia? That's what I'm more concerned about.
But I guess it sideways.
Actually, on the girl at work wanted me to tell the landscaper that she smelled of pee.
What?
That's just somebody texting in to say, the girls at work wanted me to tell the landscaper that he smelled of pee. And did you? The woman in the bad mood.
The pee thing could be an endocrinal thing, and it could be like a serious illness. So, you know,
or it could be just.
I would suggest you don't.
Yeah.
On the bad mood woman, someone on Twitter says, use animal training methods. On Mary the office moaner. Yeah, totally ignore the complaining behaviour. Don't respond or react. When she says nice things, smile at her, tell her she's great.
Exactly.
Sounds like they'd be waiting a long time for the nice things though.
But if she says something nice, throw a fish to her.
Yeah. or treats. Whatever. Like, little treats.
Yeah, a treat. Oh, yeah.
Boo-boo.
Oh. I worked with someone like that. She lit up the room when she left it.
Very good.
If you meet more than 5 assholes in one day, you're the asshole. Yes, that also. Come on. Of course this is a problem. You spend the majority of your day in work with perfect strangers, and if they impact negatively on your life, then it can really impact your mood and how your day goes. Well, that's true.
People hire people based on the way that they feel. People can merge into a team, but if this is a small job, small company or a small business where they haven't got that luxury, so they end up crashing them together. And yeah, it is difficult though, because why you think somebody's annoying isn't necessarily true.
Mm.
Just your perspective.
Amory says, I could have written that text about the miserable colleague. Her default response, she has one as well, obviously. Her default response is always one of woe is me, and it's tiring to listen to it all the time. Even when she's planning something nice for herself, it turns into a moan fest about what might go wrong.
I have nothing to wear to the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've nothing to wear to Harry's wedding. I've tried the bad breath thing once by just saying, are you a bit garlicky? I think it's a way of saying it without going, hey, stinky.
Oh, hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can do the whole, here, would you like a breath mint thing? But I mean, again, you know, that's not as subtle as people think.
Yeah,
that's true, yeah.
You're still bringing it up.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've noticed recently that my best friend is regularly lying to her husband, and yesterday she dragged me into one of them. We're very close and live quite close to one another. So whenever we go shopping or out, she would often end up in each other's houses. After a particularly rambunctious spending spree in Dublin over the weekend for Christmas presents, we landed back in her kitchen for a cup of tea, and her husband came home. The usual chat ensued, asking about what was in the bags, but she said that they were all mine and that she had to restrain herself, managed to only window shop. I couldn't believe my ears, because I know for a fact that she had spent well over £1,000 on clothes. I noticed that a couple of weeks before, she had lied about a night out that we were both on, saying that she stayed in mine because I didn't want to stay on my own and my husband is away. Lies! She was so drunk that I spent the whole night holding her hair back in the loo. Now, I don't mind covering for a friend every once in a while, but her hubby and my hubby have a few pints in the pub and I don't need my one to think we're spending the holiday fund on clothes. What should I say to her?
I had an answer forming to this in my head when I read it until I got to that second last line about I don't mind covering for my friend, but I don't want my hubby to think that I'm spending the holiday fund on clothes. So what is the problem here? This isn't the problem with your friend lying to her husband, I don't think. This is the problem with you clearly not being transparent with your husband and worrying that your friend's overindulgence might also lead to
shining a light,
or
a light of suspicion at least.
Exactly. So yeah. You know, because why would you be worried about whether, you know, her husband knows that she's spending or not? It's nothing. It's of no concern of yours.
I think it's the awkwardness, though. Is it? It's just that, you know, it's that kind of cringe of like, oh, you know, when somebody, you know, you feel like you have to lie for.
But she's not having to lie. She just has to sit there and say nothing.
True.
She's not, and I don't understand what the thing was about the fact that the friend got so drunk and that she spent her night. That seems to be like a bit surplus to the information that we needed. Anyway, I think
it's
the problem is
to make this person look like a bad person.
Yes, I think exactly. But I think the reason for doing that is to make the writer of this letter feel less guilty about what possibly are her own spending habits and perhaps not being completely transparent in her own relationship. As I say, it's really not your problem or your business what your friend is doing. And unless she actually actively involves you in a lie, in other words, will you ring my husband and tell him blah?
Then, I was with you last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, then it's got nothing to do with you. But I do think that your last line gives away that there might be something else going on.
But if you are in a situation, let's take it like a less Miss Marple reading of this thing and just kind of, you know, taken on a superficial level where she is telling lies to her husband and you're in the room with her and you're kind of not complicit, but because you're there and you're saying nothing, the words that she's saying become the truth because you're not correcting them and he's believing them. So you're kind of complicit in that way. And that's an awkward, uncomfortable situation to be in sometimes, especially if you think that the conversation's going to continue on when the guy's
at the end
of the pub.
But that's not what she's saying. She's not saying I'm uncomfortable. She's saying I don't mind covering for my friend once in a while, but her hubby and my hubby have few pints in the pub and I don't need my hubby to think we're spending the holiday fund on clothes.
I think that's a metaphor for her saying I don't want her husband to think that I'm like her.
Yeah. Yeah. But like her husband wouldn't think that if she was being completely transparent with him about
just
what
be honest
she
with the husband and say to the husband she lies she's, through her teeth
yes,
to your man.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So what is the problem here? I think that the missus who wrote this in maybe needs to, what's that thing about not looking at the brick in the other lad's eye, looking at the thing in her own eye.
The motion, that one. I wish we had time to deal with this, but we've run out of time. But Julia on Twitter just tweeted to say, I knew a person who ate their snots. How do you get that to stop? I don't know. We've no time to deal with the question. Barbara and Declan, thank you both very much. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.